Intentional Living. Glad to be with you here today. We're continuing a discussion from last Friday. We were talking about the power of words and how words impact our lives, and we have so many calls we want to get to. We're going to pick those up in a moment. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, along with Ray, and Stephen is here, and we want to thank you for being a part of the ministry, and welcome to 2026. The power of words, you know, we're in the business of words here in our ministry. That's really what we do, the words in music and words that we share on the radio. And of course, we bring you God's word. That's the core of what we do. But there's plenty of research to support the fact that the words that we speak to ourselves, to each other, make a difference. It changes our brain. There's a whole area of science, neurolinguistics, that focus on how the brain interacts with our words and how that can, well, you know when you're around negative people, how it makes you feel. When people are negative, it drains you. In fact, the Bible reminds us, you know, it says to us in the book of Ephesians, let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth, but only that which is building up and encouraging people, which is a great reminder that God is the creator of neurolinguistics and everything else having to do with words. In fact, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, God is the Word. And so this topic is so important. All right, we're going to get to some calls that are standing by, and we want you to share your word for 2026 on our storyline at 888-888-1717. Rohina is first in Arizona. How are you today?
I'm fine, Randy. I want to thank you for your program, which is so wonderful.
Thank you.
My word for this year is Philippians 4:13, and it does several things for me. First of all, when I say I can do all things through Christ, which gives me strength, it reminds me to surrender myself and whatever I'm doing to Him and to His will. And initially it was very difficult, but it's getting easier now. And the results have been absolutely fantastic, because whatever I've done by surrendering myself to Christ has been extremely successful, with the result that I think actions speak louder than words. So there are a lot of people who ask me, how did you do this? And when they say how I did this, I tell them how I did this. You know, there was a very extremely difficult project that I had to do. But I, surrendered every step to God, and it just, to Christ, and it just was so successful, even I was surprised. But people came up to me and said, you're not human. I said, what do you mean I'm not human? They said, you didn't lose your temper even once. But that was because the peace of God was with me. And so that gave me an opportunity to minister to them. So that is my word for this year as well.
Amen. And you know, it works. And like you said, when we Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. If we apply that, this is intentional living. Intentional living is saying, what is God's intention and what is our intention? And when they match, better things are going to happen in your life. And Rohina just gave testimony, because she chose to be obedient to that. She chose to be intentional in that area of her life. And even she's amazed. And it's not about perfection, it's about daily steps. And that's really the question. What one word or one thought, one thing this year, this first month of 2026, if you started to apply it, would break that inertia and make a difference. You might be surprised 30 days, say, I don't know how that happened, but thank you, God. That's intentional living. Thank you, Rohina. Much success to you in 2026. All right, I got someone on the line here in line five, anonymous. That's fine. Thank you for your call from Arizona. Go right ahead. You're on the air.
My word for 2026 is sea star, and I just really like the image of these little sea animals that can regenerate their limbs after they've been injured, and just thinking about that, our family has been through some things. We were kind of defrauded of some money from a disreputable business person, and also we had someone in our family with mental illness that was very unstable and injured us with words and actions. And so I'm trying to let that go and moving forward, just letting go of what happened and actually focusing more on what we can do to be proactive, to move forward, to think more about the things we can have an impact on instead of those things that happen that are out of our control. So yeah. that little image of that sea animal, it just reminds me that we can know the Lord by the things he has made. And I just find that little animal cute and also inspiring.
Well, you need one in your aquarium in your house if you don't have one, at least a poster on the wall so you can see it every year, every day during the year.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So are they called sea stars or starfishes?
I think they changed the name a few years back because they're technically not a fish, so they're changing the name to sea star now.
Oh, got to be politically correct. See, I grew up in the old days when we call them starfish, right? How many of you call them starfish? Even Ray, and he's young. So, no, that's great. They grow back. Their limbs apparently will grow back. What a beautiful picture. You think about maybe you've had a limb. I'm thinking in your life, you know, maybe you've had something that has just been taken away. And God has a way of redeeming some things, doesn't he? He really does. In his own way, the ways that we don't quite understand. Great picture. Thank you. Appreciate that call from Arizona. Let me go to Allison in Michigan. Hi, Allison. How are you?
Hey, doing pretty well. How are you, sir?
Terrific. What's the word that came to mind for this year?
There were a few that I was thinking of, but the one that came to mind most is the word hope.
Mm. That's a big one for us. That's our whole ministry, you know, experiencing hope and what that means. What does it mean to you?
Well, hope means holding on in hard times. Yes, like hope deferred maketh the heart sick.
Mm-hmm.
When the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. We actually had a dog named Hope. And my mom said, let's name her after that Bible verse. She was a silver lab. So whenever I see a silver lab, I saw one today. I was like, oh, that's my word. That's my word for this year. And there's that verse. But there's also hope as in Psalm 31:24, be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Our hope, my hope, first off, comes from, like, from God. Because this world, things can disappoint, things go wrong. Yet he is steadfast, and he is the strong tower that I can run to,
right.
No matter what. And he cares about the littlest things in my heart, well, all of our hearts.
Amen. Well, we pray that the word hope for you in 2026 continues to flourish. As I hope for, in fact, in all of the lives of our listeners, for Intentional Living, Family Life Radio, and the network of stations around the country that you would experience hope. That's sort of a little phrase that we use here in our ministry, that you'd experience hope. And here, let me just share this little theological truth. Hope is a given if you're a follower of Christ. Our hope is not in some experience outside of Christ. Our hope is in him. And some of you today, you're Christians, you know Jesus, you gave your life to him, but you don't feel very hopeful, okay? So there's a little bit difference between having hope and experiencing hope. Your hope is in Christ, and even if you're feeling down today, maybe you struggle with depression or anxiety and other things in your life, and you feel like God is far away. If you've given your life to him, he loves you, he cares for you, and like a daddy, he wants you to experience that hope. And experience that hope sometimes is a matter of our choosing. Change our thinking, maybe get some help, work through some issues in our life so we can truly experience that on a daily basis. All right, let me go to Marilyn, then we'll take a break. Marilyn, you are next in Florida. How are you today?
Fine, and how are you?
Terrific. What's your word for this year?
Well, I actually have two, but my first main one is blessing, and the second one is love.
And how'd you pick those?
Because I'm the type of person, I'm always wanting to do things for people, and I just really want to bless people this year and maybe many more years to come, as long as, you know, God has me on this earth. And I just want to continue to love more, but I really do. I want to bless people. And before I forget it, I always, there's this saying, I don't know if it's in the Bible, but let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto thy sight, thy Lord and my Redeemer. And I really do. I like to do things for people, and I'm always wanting to help people. Because I have a really compassionate heart, but I really do. There's so many people out here that I want to bless, and it's just something that I want to do and love. Because I get frustrated sometimes at work because I see things going on and I don't think it's right. And then what's going on in our world right now? I don't watch the news too much, just a little bit, but even just that little bit, it just sometimes gets me so mad. But my Bible verse was Romans 8:28, and I really want to continue to love people and just bless people. I really do.
Amen. And it is in the Bible, by the way. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Powerful. All right. Thank you for the call. We're going to be right back. Got some more to share with you. By the way, two things. One, thank you for your prayers and support in 2025. We look in the rearview mirror. And whatever happened in 2025, we want to kind of leave it there and move forward, learn from it, and make 2026 better. I'm not a big resolution guy. However, we do talk about goals, setting goals, and so on. But we know these resolutions sometimes come and go. One year, many years ago, the family got together and we wrote down on 3x5 cards what our goals were going to be for the next year. And then on that next New Year's, 365 days later, we got together again and we're going to go through our little cards and read them and see how we did. And we couldn't find the cards. That gives you a hint. So intentional living is about doing it. What are you going to do today? I'm about what one thing today. I have a little wristband on. What one thing today might be as simple as just being loving to my wife. Maybe she needs some encouragement today. Maybe that's what you need. Maybe, I don't know what it is for you, but maybe today, one thing today, you know, is going to draw you closer to Christ and help you be more intentional. I'll be right back. Don't go away. An emotionally weak person, when you're around them, you feel like you're walking on eggshells. There's that sense of, if I say something, or if I do something, or if I respond in a certain way, I'm walking on eggshells and they could crack. And so there's a sense of carefulness, being careful around this person. It could be that there's an overreaction to normal life situations. That's what I often will do when I'm feeling fearful or anxious. I'll overreact to little things, and Donna can tell you that. I'll overreact to them. And we all have these kinds of things, right? Another way you can see if a person is struggling with their emotions is, you know, when they're calling you on the phone and you see the caller ID, maybe you hesitate before you answer the phone?
I do, and usually it's not because of a friend, because we have great friends. But it's something that I'm saying, you know, that's a spam call. I'm not answering it, bottom line. All right. You know, the person in your life, however, someone you love, could be a family member, a coworker, but they're part of your life and you know they're emotionally weak. You might use a different term, emotionally sensitive. You feel like you're walking on eggshells when you're around them. You don't know how to handle it. And the weakest person in a relationship controls the relationship. And so this lesson this month is a really super powerful, practical, step-by-step plan on how you can deal with the emotionally weak person in your life. Where is it? It's on our website. It's in our members-only little, what do they call it? Archives, I suppose. And so for members, get this, share it with your family and friends. If you're part of our monthly support family, thank you. If you don't have that little code that you need to get in there, please let us know. New members, come and join us. By the way, your support is allowing us to do what we do every day, and thank you. And let me say this, for everybody, our website has so much practical information, archives of past programs, blogs, articles, lots of really practical things for you. So go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
My name is Donna. And my word for the year is trust. In 2011, I was diagnosed with cancer. My husband died. God healed me in 2012 of cancer. I raised two little grandsons, so my word is trust. God always provides. He has never failed me, and he's always been right beside me. And I saw my husband saved after 30 years before he passed away in 2011.
My intentional word or words for living this year is stop and listen. I need to stop and listen to what my husband is saying, not how he's saying it, but what he's saying. And most of all, I need to stop and listen to the Lord.
The one word that I live by is accountability.
My one word is love, to be able to spread God's love each and every single day, whether it's through a smile or a hug, but just to share the love that God has shown with me.
The power of words from Intentional Living. We try to wrap up the year and go into the brand new year from year to year on this topic of picking a word for 2026 in this case. It'd be interesting to have a show one of these days to say if you picked a word back, you know, at the beginning of 2025, how'd you do with it? Some of you would say, I forgot what the word was, right? And others, you said, no, I kept that on the post-it note of my mind here, and it's in front of me every day, and it became part of your journey. In fact, we'd love to hear that on our storyline. Maybe you have a story about, this was a word I picked a year ago, and here's how it made a difference in my life, even if you had good days and bad days in the process. 888-888-1717 is the number where you can do that. All right, we continue to share stories of people around the country with their one word for 2026.
Hi, this is Dev. For me, the word that I'd want to remember for the new year is choice. I really do believe that that's a gift from our Heavenly Father, is the opportunity to make those choices. Yes, he's there when maybe we don't make the best choice and we need to get some help with that, but as they said on the program, thoughts turn into words, turn into action. That is exactly how it works, literally. And so we do have that choice, and sometimes, I maybe feel like the victim, but if I remember that I'm really not, that the choice is mine, it usually helps me, gets me through. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Bev. You know, we talk about two circles. A circle, you put yourself right in the middle of that circle. We call that the circle of control. Those are things you can control. And your words, you know, that's one thing you can control. You can control the words that you speak or the words that you focus on in your self-talk. You may not be able to control beyond that when it comes to the words being said back to you or the world in which you live. So in this circle of control, this is where intentional living really resides. Because around that is another big circle of concern. Concern for your kids, concern for your finance, your health, your marriage. Sometimes you have some control over those things, sometimes you don't, but to the extent that you do, that's where we need to live and really focus on and pray for those that are in that circle of concern, because we love them, want the best for them, but know that we can't control them. Your story is welcome on our storyline, 888-888-1717. More on the power of words.
Hi, this is Stephanie, and y'all were asking for one word, and mine would be future. My husband died about a year and a half ago, and I felt like there was no future without him, and God has showed me otherwise. I do have a future because I am his child, and he has promised me that future.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Hello, this is Tommy, and I'm in Warner Robins, Georgia. And I love hearing what you have to say because it's just wonderful to hear that we have forgiveness even though no matter what we've been through. And I'm getting back with my wife now and we're all serving the Lord, and the things you said today on the program are just absolutely wonderful. And thank you, God bless you, and have a wonderful day.
Much success in 2026, and thank you for your kind words, too, by the way. Our prayer is that this will be a good year for you. It's going to be quite a year, 250th anniversary of the United States. It's an election year, so be ready for that with all your news and everything you're going to hear. It's easy to get sucked into things that are interesting, and of course we need to know what's going on, but it can drag us away. And boy, I'll tell you, the social media kind of things that we get involved in and flipping from one thing to another can really drag us away from understanding the power and the importance of this relationship that we have with Jesus Christ, and how when we're intentional in experiencing what God's intention is for our life, how that radiates into our marriage and our family and the things that matter, bringing glory to God and certainly a huge benefit to ourselves. And that ultimately is what this ministry is all about, why we do what we do here at Intentional Living. And so we say thanks to you. And when we hear a testimony like Tommy's from Georgia, it's a reminder that every dollar you've given, every prayer that you've shared, every word of encouragement, every time you've shared with somebody to tune in to either a podcast or a radio program, that you're making a difference as well. It's each of us doing something to be intentional in the process of helping people experience life the way God intended.
My name is Chris, and I wanted to share with you my word of the year is faith. I believe God was impressing upon me that I'm to be a man of faith, and this is a season of faith. So I've decided that whatever I do, I'm going to do by faith.
And my word this year is integrity, mostly because I, for the better part of my adult life, have not lived a life and particularly been a man of integrity.
The word that I feel like God wants me to focus on this year is relax. I didn't realize until he started dealing with me about this how uptight I had gotten, and it's not a good witness to not only other Christians, but to people who aren't saved if you see someone who is uptight and tense all the time and they don't know how to have fun. So I feel like God's intentional word for me this year to focus on is relax.
Yeah, I'm with you. I could struggle with that one too. So many things to be done, you know, every day. Get so intentional in the process, you're not intentionally enjoying the day as well, which is a part of it. The power of words today. More stories from people all around the country.
Hi, my name is Bill. I live in Michigan. My one word is gratitude. I'm so thankful to God for all that he's done for me and all that he will do for me. And I believe that anybody that is a faithful servant unto God and believes that Jesus Christ was their Savior, in all the blessings start with gratitude. Make it a point. Say, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Amen. Listen, Bill, you picked a word that I think is really spiritually important, psychologically important, relationally important, mentally important. When we lose a sense of gratitude, and one of the things that, in fact, every time we have prayer, my wife and I, when we're praying over a meal or for the day, I try to start with, Lord, thank you. We've been blessed. And no matter what you're facing, you're blessed. I mean, and it might be that you're struggling, but when you look at what goes on around the world, we're blessed. And if we can begin with an attitude of gratitude, as they say, that's a great starting point to be able to say, okay, I'm grateful. The challenges are still here. Now, Lord, what do you want me to do? How can I get intentional with what I'm facing right now? There's another, in this case, two words put together by Meredith coming up here that I think is, it's biblical, but also important. Maybe this is something you need to think about for 2026.
Hi, Dr. Carlson. This is Meredith, and my one word for the coming year is self-control. Because self-control can affect all aspects of your life, whether it be in your food, in your language, in how you feel, view others, and how you relate to others. So that's my prayer this year, is that the Holy Spirit will give me more self-control in every part of my life.
That's biblical, isn't it? All right. Hey, Stephen, our senior producer here at Intentional Living, 2026 is here, my friend. And have you picked one word for this year?
I have, and it's actually been a word that's been hanging on since 2024, and the word is truth. And I did a study. I remember this was back in April of 2024, and I said, Father, what do you want me to study now? And he said, truth. And so I began a study in the Old Testament, looking at every single occurrence of the word truth. And the interesting thing is, when you look at the Hebrew definition of the word truth, it not only means truth, but it means faithfulness. And when you think about it, in today's day, you know, people don't have a problem with faithfulness, you know, but they certainly have a problem with truth. Mm-hmm. But for the Hebrew, it's the same thing. And if we live it that way, if we live our lives where truth and faithfulness are the same thing that God's given us, I think we'd have a great testimony to our world. Yeah,
amen. Thank you, Stephen. Thank you for all your good work last year, and off and running this year, my friend.
Amen.
All right, so let's get at it. 2026, we're wrapping up today as we get into this brand new year. If you're new to Intentional Life Media, our ministry, which is our network of radio stations, Family Life Radio, and our Intentional Living Center and our broadcast, which is heard around the country on so many wonderful Christian stations around the country, plus Family Life Radio. Our mission is very clear. We want you to experience life the way God intended. And by the way, when I say that, God's intention for you, according to Scripture, is good. A hope and a future. He loves you. His intention for your marriage may not be what your experience is today. His intention for how you would handle the stuff in your life, finance and whatever, may not be what your experience is today. Or maybe that's true in your work or your health or whatever. And when we understand that God's intention is good, then that should help us say, hey, I want my intention to align with that. And then there are specific things that this is where we get into the nitty-gritty of then how do we live today? What do we do today? What do we do next that's going to help us align our intention with God's good intention for our life? And that's what our mission is about. And every one of you that support us and pray for us, you help us reach people around the world with that message. And I want to thank you for it. I'm Dr. Randy. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.